Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in satisfaction.com. You were just listening to a new Elvis song that I discovered. I played it all the way on my drive up here. Every now and then it's really fun to find a song from an artist you love that you never knew. And that was one I just discovered from Elvis that is sort of in the gospel category, but it's really beautiful. It's called The Grass Is Always Greener or something like that. I don't even remember, but I loved it. It is time for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. And our segment, The Men's Room, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. And we have Wayne Levine back with us again. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men to be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to our show, Wayne.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning to you. Do you know what movie that song is from, Good Morning to You?
Good morning to you, Singing in the Rain.
Yes, good
Debbie
morning.
Reynolds, Donald O'Connor. Come
yes.
on, come on.
Okay, well, just thought I'd test you.
You insult me with these questions.
Well, I am sorry. That was not my goal. My column this week is about the family dinner,
yep.
And I didn't get a chance really to talk about it, so I'm hoping we can share a little bit. I think that the family dinner is an incredibly important component of family life, and sadly, the busyness and the way that we all live lives in our own little universes, especially with all the different music and television and movie opportunities, I think creates more separation, and that the family dinner in many ways is even more important than it used to be. We have a family dinner that is very sacrosanct every Friday night, plus several others, you know, given the particular week. I think it's really important, and I'd like to know your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's sort of a part of a bigger picture for me in terms of what vision do you have for your family life? What is it that you want to see happen? And do you have the strength to make it happen? Like so many things we've talked about in the past, parents sort of quit too early. They quit, they throw money at problems, they don't know how to deal with their kids' distractions, and so they sort of, they let it go. So the family dinner is definitely a great focal point. It's a great place to start to create the kind of home life and the rituals that you really want, and I think it's difficult for a lot of parents to come to it.
You mentioned the word rituals, and I know that it's a big part of your men's work, and in fact, the men's weekend that's coming up very soon, which you'll tell us about later. Ritual in a family, I believe, is essential, and the family dinner can be one of them. There's many others. What other rituals have you, for instance, had in your family that you think were of great value? And did you have a ritualistic family dinner? Was there a night that was special, or was it just as it happened?
Well, as you mentioned in your column, you know, what we do as parents has so much to do with what we learn in our families of origin. And my wife came from a traditional family; everybody was there, and they had dinner. I came from a house where I had just me and my mom, and I ate my dinner on a TV tray in front of my television in my room. And so when I came to the marriage, I had no
ritual. I thought they found you in a dumpster.
That might have been a step up from my experience. Ba-dum-bum. But so I came with no experience around the ritual.
Hmm.
And in fact, a lot of barriers around it because it was so foreign.
So how did you guys work that out, and how did it turn out?
I did what my wife told me to do. I recommend that in so many areas.
Happy wife, happy life.
She had something I wanted. I mean, I was attracted to that. So she led the way and brought to our home rituals. And then I got my feet wet and and as we grew together, we were able to develop new rituals by the time we had kids and were on the same page. But at the beginning, I had no experience. So dinners have always been important. Meals are very important to my wife. Being home for dinner is really critical. And to this day, I can't wait to get home because it's become such an important part. Now that the kids are gone, you know, we don't have to wrestle with their schedules. But when they come home, it's always great to sit down and have a meal.
I feel the same. I'm very eager and excited to. My wife's a wonderful cook, and she does really put an effort in it. I would say for those listeners and parents that maybe had a background like yours where it was not part of your life, and you do tend to repeat what you know, this is not something you have to do every night. Because you're listening to the show and you go home and you go, okay, we're going to have family dinner every night. Just start with one night a week. And you pencil it in and make the kids know that it is something that they have to participate in. For the Friday night one, for us, for instance, now that the boys are older, they sometimes want to go out Friday night, but they have accepted that they can go out after we have our dinner together. And I, because we've done it their whole lives, they don't fight it, and I know they enjoy it too. We have a particular ritual of sharing things that happen to us during the week, and it gives them an opportunity to ask, to reveal, to vent.
And obviously it strengthens the relationships between the two, between all of you. And you know, there's a lot of resistance, and I see this in the men in all areas of their relationship life to make change. It's very uncomfortable. What's going to happen? How is she going to react? How are they going to react? And it's just really important to know that no matter what your life has been, as certainly as father, man of the house, all you have to do is mean it. All you have to do is be committed around it. And good things can happen, but you have to have the courage to start. And I think building these sorts of rituals in the family is a great place to start.
I agree completely. Wayne, we have only about a couple minutes left. Why don't you do a little promo plug for your weekend, which I would heartily encourage any listener that would like to go to attend.
It's not too late, but we're only about a little more than a week away. Our annual men's retreat in Santa Barbara, October 1 through 3. You can find out more information at bettermen.org or give us a call at the center. It's an opportunity for men to kickstart those changes that you want to make in your life to be a better, happier, more successful man, father, and husband.
How is this weekend different from some of those stereotype images that we've seen in the media about men's groups?
You mean the naked in the woods drumming?
Yeah, that
images?
Sort of thing.
You know, there are all kinds of things that happen on various weekends. All I can tell you, because I won't tell you what happens, as you know, we don't want to give it away, there are men coming from all over Canada, all over the U.S., who are serious about making changes. And what happens is that when we gather and we're in the company of those kinds of committed men, fabulous things happen. We get to know each other very quickly, and then the work begins and the fun begins. And all I can tell you is that the men, when they leave, they can't believe it took them so long to do something like this.
Well, I can vouch for it, having not only attended the initiation weekend, as you used to call them, I don't know if you still do, but I followed up with at least four or five other weekends that I participated in on the support team. Wayne, it's a pleasure as always, and it always goes by so quickly. Let our listeners know where they can reach you.
Bettermen.org. You can get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It's a great gift for the guy in your life.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk next week. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. We have a very special guest coming up, Jeff Pulver. Hang on. It is an honor to have him with us. This is the Bruce Allen Show, and we'll be right back.